Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, and Lilui Nishmas Gittel Basar Rav Eliezer Monoyach, and Eschus for Refua Shleimo, for Malia Bas Alta Soro, and for Zev Aaron ben Sipoiro. Shabbos, Sunday, Rosh Chodesh, Elul. Elul, in the minds of many, conjures up a mood of fear. 4 weeks, 3 weeks to Slichus, 4 weeks, here's a little 4 weeks plus to Rosh Hashanah. Oy, it's a time of Year of Afachad. And in a time of Year of Afachad, some people get overwhelmed. So much so that they just run away. They can't handle it. In fact, we know the Ramban seems to learn Pshat in the Pasuk, Imcha Aslich Olaman Tivorei, with you Hashem is forgiveness. In order that you be feared, and we know forgiveness doesn't inspire people to fear. To the contrary, the more there's forgiveness, the less there's fear. Seems in the Ramban, at the beginning of Parshas Dvorim, that the pshat is that if I don't know that Hashem is forgiving, the fear can overwhelm me. And when the fear overwhelms me, I become paralyzed. And I can't even fear anymore. So, ki imcha haslicha, when I know that you are the forgiving one, in order that I'm able to, now I am able to fear you. So fear has to be in the context of recognizing Hashem's forgiveness, Hashem's chesed. But the truth of the matter is that the Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayis that what happens, speaking on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but that starts in a miniature way, the beginning of Elul, when there's Year of Afachad, this fear of Hashem, there's Mivrach Umonoi Seilov. We want to run away. We're overwhelmed by the fear. It's too hot in the kitchen, so we want to get out. But where do we run when we're in a state of fear? We run to the embrace of Hashem. Much as a child whose father has him cornered, and he sees that he's ready to give him a patch, and the kid embraces the father and just runs. And I know you're not going to do this to me. Showing, feeling, expressing that love. And the truth of the matter is that that's what Elul is. Despite the fact that it's leading to the Yomim HaNoiroim, the days of awe, the days of fear, because the judgment for the world and for the Klal Yisrael and for every individual is taking place on Rosh Hashanah and sealed on Yom Kippur. But this fear leads us to Mivrach, to run away, Umana Selav, and we run and take refuge in Hashem. We connect more with Hashem. We feel that Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, the acronym of the Rosh Tevis of Elul, Ani L'Dodi, I am to my beloved is to me, that Kesher Chozok V'Amitz, that bond, that eternal bond that exists in love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, mutual love, both ways, from one to the other, and not only on a communal level, but on an individual level. Each individual Jewish person has that deep-rooted within him, that love of Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that love for us. No matter who we are, no matter what we do, His love is immutable. His love is non-negotiable. It remains forever. And being aware of that, on two levels, Elul can have the can be a springboard to ever greater heights in the Midas HaBitochin. On the one hand, the fear catapults me into this Mivrach, running away with no place to go, because where am I going to run from Hashem? I can't hide any place that Hashem can't find him and see him. I run into his embrace. I rededicate myself to that relationship. I run with that love, with that embrace to Hashem as a place of refuge from the fear and the overwhelming feelings that I have. And the knowledge of the Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, that the love of Hashem is so intense, that love is there and that remains. Shir HaShirim, where those psukim are found, is speaking about a Klal Yisroel that sinned to the extent that Hashem had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and send us into Golos. And we're still in Golos, and we haven't rectified the causes of the Golos. And yet, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, Doidi Li V'Ani Loi, that mutual loving relationship is alive and well today. And if that's the case, then Elul has to also catapult us into a matzav of bitochon, not only because of the fear, but because of the love. Look how much Hashem loves us. Hashem wants only for our good. He cares about every little detail of our lives. Everything that's important to him is even more important to me. So, how can I not have bitochon? What am I thinking? How can I not trust him? Why can't I be sure never to give up hope and confident that he's going to help me, that he wouldn't forsake me? I'll never forget once I was learning with a future becoming Baal Tshuva many years ago. And the learning went a little bit over time, and he asked me if I could drive him to the railroad because there's only one train an hour, and he would miss the train because we went a little over time for him to walk. And as we're driving, we pass a stationery store, and he says, "Oh, you know, I forgot I have to get something. I need to work on the train. Could you please stop for 1 second?" I say, "You know something? My daughter asked me to get her a pen, and I forgot all about it. Maybe now that you're going in, you'll get it for her." And he ran in, and he got his thing, and he got the pen. He comes out, and I thought this was a Kodak moment, you know, to give him a lesson in Hashem's caring about the Klal Yisrael, about us individuals. And I said to him, "Look at that. Look how Hashem cares for little things. My daughter needed a pen. I forgot all about it. We went over time. We passed the stationery store. You had to run in for something. It triggered my memory. Now my daughter has her pen. Look how Hashem pays attention and takes care of even little things." And he said to me, this young becoming Baal Tshuva, something very profound. I think his words were, "You don't get it." He says, "Hashem is not concerned about little things. Whether your daughter has a pen or not, to Hashem is extremely big, is extremely significant. There's no little things by Hashem. He doesn't concern himself with little things because little things don't exist in his world of chesed, in his world of rachamim, in his world of love." And if we realize the extent to which Hashem is concerned about every single aspect of our existence and every minute detail, how can we not put our trust in him? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, I say, "Ritzoinoi ki ritzoinecho, kidei sheyaseh ritzoinecho ki ritzoinoi." Do the will of Hashem as if it was your will, an extremely high level. Doing Hashem's will as if it was my personal desire. That's quite high. Why, he says, "Kidei sheyaseh ritzoinecho ki ritzoinoi," that he should do your will as if it was his will. That cheapens it. Here you're telling me to reach this highest level of doing his will like it was my will. And why should I do that? Because you know what you're going to get in return? You reach that pure high level of Ritzonei Kirtzonecha, then he's going to do your will as if it was his, and you're going to get so many goodies and so many good things all because of it. That's the motivation. That's the tachlis. That's the reason behind why I'm doing this. Ritzonei Kirtzonecha, kidei, to get that cheap benefit of the little things that I want should be Ritzoini, Kirtzoinoi. I think the pshat is poshet. There's nothing Hashem wants more than to give us all of the desires of our heart. Ritzoinoi is Kirtzoinecho. Ritzoincho is Kirtzoinoi. The desires of our heart are the desires of that He has for us. Except for one thing, we're not always worthy. And He created the world with mishpot. And He wants us to earn what we get, and therefore we're not always worthy, and therefore sometimes we can't get it. So he says, I'll give you an alternative way, even if you don't deserve it. Asei ritzene kirtzenecho, do his will. Chazal are telling us, do Hashem's will, as if it was your will. And mido keneged mido, like I call that an entitlement. We didn't earn it. But mido keneged mido, I have to give you ritzenecho kirtzeni, and there's nothing that I want more. I want you to have all the hearts, all the desires of your heart. Except I can't always justify it, because you don't always earn them, you don't always deserve them. But if you do the ritzenoi kirtzenecho, then mido keneged mido, I will be able to do your rotzein, ritzeincho, kirtzeini, and that, of course, is it's not a low-level thing. It's what Hashem really wants. Hashem really wants us to have the fullest pleasure in life and the fullest fulfillment and enjoyment of all of our heart's desires. And therefore, with that awareness, it should become easier for us to find the ability to trust Hashem. And the truth of the matter is that in Elul, the first day of Elul, which will be Sunday, or Mitzvah Shabbos actually, we start saying the Kapitel Chof Zayin, the David Hashem Oiriv Yishim Mi'iro. And that Kapitel starts with David HaMelech's Bitochen, He says, if an army rises up against me, I'm not going to be afraid. I trust Hashem. I have bitochen Hashem. And he concludes that capital with kaveh Hashem chazak v'yameitz libecho v'kaveh Hashem. Hope to Hashem. Strengthen your heart and continue hoping to Hashem. And that is really the mood that we're supposed to develop in Elul. And the truth of the matter is that that's a big, big schus in the Yom HaDin. We know that on Rosh Hashanah, the Achronim tell us, Megalchen mo mistaprin, we bathe and we groom ourselves and so forth. Erev Yontif. Why? What's the reason? So the Mishnah Berurah brings to show ourselves, to show that we have bitochin that Hashem will judge us favorably. We're not sitting and biting our nails. We're not sitting and fretting and worrying and mourning and bemoaning. And we're showing ourselves that we're sure we have bitochin that Hashem will judge us favorably. And in that, in the schus of that bitochin, we influence that judgment. And I must repeat again what I've repeated so many times over the months, the years, whatever. The Chofetz Chaim in the letter in Machne Yisrael, he writes to the Jewish soldiers, and he writes as follows. He says at the end of the letter, he talks about having bitochen. He says, "Kefi goydel habitochen, kach goydel ha'atzlocha." According to the level, the greatness of the bitochen, that commensurate with that is the godel ha'atzlocha, the amount of hatzlocha. Bitochen is not an all or nothing proposition. I either got this 100% confidence in Hashem that everything He's going to give me and so forth and so on, or I don't have anything. No, not true. Kifi godel ha'bitochen, to whatever degree I can muster that strength to put whatever amount of trust that I could put in Hashem, it's to that degree that it influences the success that I have. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us in these approaching days of Elul to be able to get the message, to be able to realize that when we feel this yira, that it should lead us to run away, monois, running away from Hashem, umivrach elov, but taking refuge in His embrace. And when we think about Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, we should think of the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to us, the love that we reciprocate to Him. And when we say L'dovid Hashem Oiri, that kapitel at night and in the morning, we should recognize that David HaMelech is describing his bitochen, im tachane olay machane, a whole army will come to attack me, lo yira libi, my heart won't be afraid, because b'zeis ani b'teach, I trusted Hashem, and therefore I have nothing to be afraid. And at the end, he reminds us to continue on and on, no matter how much we've achieved. Kaveh Hashem chazak v'yameis tipecho v'kaveh Hashem. Keep on hoping to Hashem. Never give up hope, and Hashem will certainly respond to us in a most kind and merciful and favorable way.